As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Thursday, September the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and we might even talk about solutions today with our very special returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue our tracking of this pathological technocracy emerging in the new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal, local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and always remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join Vicki and myself on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, as so many have already done, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold nears the $990 range as currencies and oils rise. The stocks are falling, and the U.S. dollar is going with it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Continuing our discussion today with Vicki Davis, we'll talk about the real ID, the pass ID, microchipping, global information technology infrastructure. Uh-oh, better listen, folks. 2 hours of very interesting information straight ahead. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Go to those market reports for Thursday, September the 3rd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold nears a three-month high, trading at $981.40 an ounce. And again, you heard it right, $981.40 an ounce, up 280 from its high closing yesterday. Silver up 29 cents as well, trading well above $15, now at $15.67 an ounce. Platinum up 12 bucks as well at $1,242 an ounce. Palladium up $5, a good move in palladium at $290 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, 974.40 for a low, 988.80 for a high. At $981.40, your gold year-to-year is up $176.50 an ounce for a 21.93% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning, set the gold price at 982.50. We're just below that an hour ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 30 at 9,281. The NASDAQ was off 2 at 1,967. The S&P off 3 at 995. The crude oil up this morning in early trading at 57 cents, moving up into the 68.62 range. We'll see where it closes out today. The U.S. dollar index losing 25 basis points, trimmed down to 78.13, which reflects an increase in all of the foreign exchange rates in our little basket of currencies. The Canadian dollar up 29 basis points, trading at 91 cents this morning. The Mexican peso up 30 basis points, trading at 7. The euro at $1.43. The British pound $1.64. And the Swiss franc at 94 cents. We'll be back on the other side of this break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 60 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on You radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we cast off the landing line and get underway for our Thursday broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And again, today we're visiting with Vicki Davis, independent researcher, the webmaster of www.channelingreality.com, where if you visit that website, look on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see the Become Vocal Local link. And if you'll click on the 830-2009 link, you'll find all of the articles that we're going to discuss today, minus maybe one or two. Lots of material on the plate for you today. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. Any link that I don't have on there, if we talk about it, I'll add it, you know, after the fact, I think.
Easy for you to
say. I'll try to.
Easy for you to say. I'm all thumbs when it comes to the Internet. I'm very lucky that the computer knows how to do more than I do, so I just follow along in its footsteps. But nevertheless, you sent an interesting article to start the day off today off WorldNet Daily. This one, folks, you can find. It's titled, Microchip Implants Ready for Use with the Swine Flu Vaccine. It's Tuesday, September the 1st, 2009 article here. And in the first paragraph, I'll just throw it out for you, everybody. Among the very first visitors to my Bird Flu 666 blog was an Austrian manufacturer of RFID chips, strongly suggesting the notion that microchips are intended to be used in any mass vaccination campaign, hence the Austrian chip manufacturer's keen interest in my criminal charges against Baxter. What do you know about this, Vicki? What does the audience need to understand here?
Well, The idea with computer system, with the global systems that are being installed, everybody needs to have a unique ID in the system. And they're working on various methods to assign you a unique ID. And one way that they were going to try that we talked about last week was the real ID. Of course, that would have been incomplete because obviously children don't drive. A better way, actually, is through the medical records, because everybody has a unique medical record, and therefore they need a unique ID, unique in the entire world.
Except for Barry the Usurper. Barack Obama can't find his medical records. They can't even find the birth certificate. But certainly, when someone is born into this world, when they're birthed, if you will, the old Admiralty Law Clause there, but when they're birthed, that would be an ideal time to either tattoo their foreheads, microchip them, or assign them a permanent number and associate it with the birth certificate. And I suppose that after the fact, they could go back and archive numbers like that for all of the people, and not just in the United States of America, but around the world.
Yeah, well, and the idea will be that this is your number for all records that they keep for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is a centrally planned system, a central planning system, what they are doing. Our country's going communist. I mean, let's face it. And nobody is really talking about it, but what this centralized system that they're designing is a system for management of the population in a centrally planned system.
Well, certainly Saul Alinsky, set up his system of community organizers along that line, and Barry the Usurper and no doubt Michelle were involved in that, very much influenced by the writings of Saul Alinsky and the other boys. He's been a Marxist, a collectivist most all of his life that I've been able to see, for whatever little clippets or snippets of his life I've been able to visit, but all the way back to the Weathermen and beyond. I mean, there's a lot of radicalism in his background, the people that he's hung out with, the people that have supported him, so it wouldn't be a surprise to me that we just start marching along with all of the flags and big posters of him on all the street corners, just like they do with Mao Zedong.
Yeah, well, and I listened to, I watched a video of Van Jones. You know, he is special advisor to Obama on green jobs. And what he said in that video at a conference in Berkeley is that Berkeley is the center of planning for labor and the economy. They are the center of power.
Well, we called them Berkeley when I lived down there before, Berkeley, California, but that was just at the tag end of the free speech movement when the Vietnam War protests were in their full swing. But it was quite the hotbed, and I used to go from the coffee shops to the cocktail lounges and the bars and listen to the singers, your Joan Baez types and your Bob Dylan types and those kind of people. It was very, very interesting environment, but in the meetings after hours where people would get together in somebody's home or apartment or one of the various frat houses, the conversation was certainly on a very collectivist bent, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. Well, and now they're in charge, apparently, of the green economy, the green job definition and implementation and planning for our country. So if that doesn't scare you to death, then I don't know what would.
Well, a lot of people have heard of Nikki Rapana and her Anti-Communitarian League website. Folks, that's out there on the web if you just Google Scroogle Dog Tyler Webferret at Nikki Rapon. It's an unusual name, the last name. You can poke around a few different ways to get your spelling right, but the Anti-Communitarian League, or the ACLU, is that right? Anti-Communitarian, ACL, Anti-Communitarian League. But Amitai Etzioni came over after studying under Martin Buber in Israel and continued his education in Berkeley. He went from Berkeley to Columbia, I believe, and from Columbia down to Georgetown. The last leg of his education, I'm not perfectly clear on from memory. But this, again, brings in this whole new communitarian law system. And, of course, as a community organizer, that would be instrumental in that as well. Now, another U.S. manufacturer in Florida, again from this article, is also working on pandemic microchip implants. And they have a sidebar here, and this is off WorldNet Daily again, folks. Life with Big Brother, the next step in the H1N1 scare is microchip implants. And so it's just kind of a continuing outpouring as they want to keep this in the news. So many other things are happening on the Hill, but they want to keep this in the news in front of our faces continuously get people really worried about it. But at the same time, unless you're listening to independent media and anyone out there, folks, if you know somebody that has children and they're not paying attention to these broadcasts on Oracle, I would strongly recommend that you give them the link and have them listen in. But there's a lot going on two sides of this issue, and things are heating up. Here's the article by Drew Zahn, a Florida-based company that boasts selling the world's first and only federally approved radio microchip and implanting in humans is now turning its development branch toward emergency preparedness, hoping to produce an implant that can automatically detect in its host's bloodstream the presence of swine flu or other viruses deemed as a bio threat. And this is, of course, Verichip Corporation. It currently sells a small under-the-skin radio frequency identification capsule, or RFID, that patients can opt to have implanted containing a number computer linked to their medical records. And we're going to talk more about this interlinking, interoperability with your medical records in a moment. But we'll come back after this break, continue the article, and our discussion with Becky Davis, and your calls are welcome. Be right back.
Hold on.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned once again right here on our Become Vocal Local broadcast for Thursday, September the 3rd. Looking at an article here, I misspoke when we opened up on this article. The headline, if you're going to look it up on WorldNet Daily, is the next step in the H1N1 scare, microchip implants, the next step in the H1N1 scare off WorldNet Daily. And continuing along a little bit here further in this, we are talking about Verichip. We're looking at all this computer-linked medical record system, and we're going to go through that again today. We have been started out, Vicki, talking about the real ideas that morphs into the PASS ID, but this links it back together again quite sweetly for the audience. This system is going to basically have an identification capsule or an IFID that patients can opt out to have implanted, containing a number of computer linked to their medical records, enabling doctors with a special reader to access the information, even if the patient is unconscious or unidentified. It's all for your safety, of course. The company boasts its microchip, roughly the size of a grain of rice, and we've all heard about this before, is the only such implant approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So follow the money. You can follow it right back to Verichip. Anything more out of this article that we need to pay attention to, Vicki, that you noticed this morning?
Well, only that they first tested it out with Katrina, and it helped them keep track of the bodies, which is really pretty depressing.
Yeah, I would say it is, and it just doesn't seem to ever end with this bunch. There's no doubt about it that as we go further into this interoperable system, we're going to find that it's not just cradle to grave, but from cradle to grave and thereafter, because these records really need never go away. They can stay around forever. We started out on Tuesday with an article with Spotlight on the shadow government, and we went through the history of the AAMVA, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. I was able to get an email off. Wasn't able to reach Mark Lerner by telephone. Hope to be able to get him on maybe Monday, if not tomorrow, to go into his latest reports on this. The Real ID Coalition has been Stop Real ID Coalition has been very vocal local, if you will, all around the United States, working with groups and individuals and legislators, getting their heads screwed on straight with all of this. Then we went from there into the history of the DLA, or the Driver's License Joint Compact, and all of that. The North American Driver's License Agreement. I'm just scrolling down. We talked about the International Registration Plan, the IRP. And again, folks, you can go back and look at all of this on the internet, on the archives, on the Oracle homepage. Click on Show Archives. Scroll down until you get to Become Vocal Local, and go back and listen to our Tuesday broadcast of this week, where you'll find our discussion for 2 hours on all of this. Then we went into the SAVE Act and worker registration, so you can see we're tying together driver licenses, the idea of your driver and your driver license is tied to an insurance card that allows you to travel on the roads, that then is hooked up to the registration tags on your automobile, which is linked to a title that's held by your state for that particular vehicle. And now we're into the workers registration, so no matter where you are around the world, there's going to be a uniform permit opportunity where anybody that wants to get a job, no matter whether you're a janitor at Arby's sweeping up in the toilets or whether you're a brain surgeon, everybody will have to go through follow these various and sundry, kind of like a link step of requirements for uniform education. Everyone will be equally stupid globally. There won't be any room for the bright individuals. And basically it just comes down to this really specious concept, Vicki, of best practices. And there was an article I found up off of Bloomberg. I won't give all the whole thing. It's not, it was only a page long, folks. You could find it on www.bloomberg.com. Yesterday's article, I think it was, or perhaps it was August the 31st. Here it is, August 31st. But it was written by a Susan Cram. She starts it off this way. Why does management behavior often diverge from broadly accepted, quote-unquote, theory or best practice? This question hit me over the head once again during a conversation with a talented young CIO about a big project that was significantly late and over budget. Ask anyone experienced in the world of IT or change management, don't you like that, change management, the change agents, and they will tell you that the best way to pull off a big project is to break it up into a series of small ones. Now, Vicki, really, come on. When we were children, didn't we find out that the best way to get your room cleaned up was to, you know, break up, and how do you eat an elephant? You break it up into small pieces. Well, apparently, after $100,000, $200,000 worth of education, these IT change managers or change agents have finally figured it out that it's kind of a step-by-step process. First, you have to take the shoes out of the closet. Then you put your socks on. Then you put your shoes on. Then you lace them up and tie them, and then you can go out and play.
Well, it was a management philosophy. You see, back in the old days, you know, when I was working and we did fixed priced contracts and things, you obviously would never bid the price of a whole contract, because at the beginning you don't know what's all going to be involved in what the project is. So you've got to define the scope, you've got to define the requirements, you know, yada yada. And so, I mean, that was management's fault, because management then said, no, we need the price for the whole entire project. And it was commonly known, everybody knew, that if you give an estimate at the beginning of a project, you're likely to be 100% off on time and budget. 100% or more, plus. So, because you're just guessing.
Well, the way that we'd work it out in the engineering field when we were estimating a project for any of our clients, and it was usually municipalities, that you'd go through this process. Not only do you do the preliminary designs, and then you do the actual designs, and then you go through and you look at all of the actual material that's necessary for that, and you list specifications for the bidders so that everybody's bidding apples and apples and oranges and oranges. You make labor estimates. You look at standards for various regions as to how much it would cost, let's say, on the West Coast, how much it would cost in the Central States, how much it would cost in the East Coast. And that's the means cost estimating guides are out there. And when you get all done, then you take the materials and the labor, you multiply it by two, you add 15% contingency, and that's the number you put out to bid. So that's one of the reasons why you get these $200 toilet seats.
Well, it's also a different thing, because you're dealing with physical materials that actually have a cost.
Absolutely.
That you look at.
How are you gonna
you're dealing with a logical process. You can't do that.
Yeah, how are you actually going to be able to put a price on intellectual property? How long will it take for you to think of a good idea? $75 an hour? Well, maybe 2 years.
Well, that's, you know what? That's why the government should never be in the business of contracting for services, because the way that the service providers make money is by extending things out.
Exactly.
Government should always bid for products where they can say, we'll pay you X amount of dollars for a certain number of widgets. But when it's a service, the government should never contract for services, just because of the nature of the service business. I mean,
absolutely. Finishing up on this article, this spotlight on the spotlight on whatever it is. I don't have the whole thing ahead of me. The first link in the topics for today. We've gotten down to this one point, and it was in regards to this AAMVA, foreign reciprocity. And it says AAMVA finalized a foreign reciprocity resource guide for its membership in October of 2001. So, folks, we're talking about just days after September the 11th. This was a major undertaking by AAMVA to compile information on foreign driver's license documents, practices, and procedures. There's your best practices again. That will enable our members to make more informed decisions on entering into bilateral, in other words, between the United States and Mexico and the United States and Canada, agreements with foreign countries. And we'll pick it up there and so much more on the other side of this bottom of the hour break. Stay with us.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our September the 3rd, Thursday's broadcast of Become Vocal Local. And again, the listeners, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. We're talking about all things medical, all things the IT, the pass ID and the real ID, this transformation, and all of the various history that led up to the development of this. But I know you had something else you wanted to add before we go on to the next issue, Vicki, so please, go ahead.
Right. The rhetoric that they're going to use to justify getting an ID that's going to be a unique ID will vary, you know, because they're going to come at us from all directions. I mean, first they talk about it being a good thing for the Alzheimer's patients so they don't get lost. And then there are the sexual offenders. You know, we've got to track them. So, you know, they need to have this RFID chip. And then, of course, children, for the protection of children, because some boogeyman's going to come snatch your kid. And, you know, you'll always be able to find your kid as long as they have the bearer chip. This latest article in WorldNet Daily, now they're saying, okay, this bear chip is going to be able to detect swine flu. you know, and so you better rush out and get your swine flu shot that will have probably the chip in it.
Well, we've talked about that because when they start talking about multiple rounds, you know, you're going to have to go out and get your regular thimerosal and mercury-laden flu shot, your seasonal everything shot. That's the multi-purpose swine flu shot. Then you'll have to go through two rounds of these other shots. And so when you're coming back for your third round of shots there, the children are all, you know, they already realized, no, they didn't fall over dead. The parents realize, no, they didn't fall over dead. It didn't hurt so much. They shot you with the real thin little number, whatever number needles that they use for these first two rounds. But when you come back, they come into the room with a horse syringe and they inject the chip. And there's your third round, you know. So to me, I'm not going to do any of this. I've never had one of those vaccines. I don't intend to ever take one. You know, so that's just where I'm going to draw my line in the sand. But yeah, you're right. It very well may be that. You know, Doug Owen and Michael Vail and Lee Rogers, others, hosts here on the network, have discussed in the past, you know, all of this idea of they've got these little robots now that they can implant and they can crawl around inside of your bloodstream and clean out, you know, like little Roto-Rooter robots and things like that and clean out your arteries and so on. What a mess, you know. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. Give me a big cup of herb tea and I'll be fine in the morning. But, anyway, back into this other article here, on the Idaho State website, you found a PowerPoint presentation on the Real ID, and on page 3 of that, again, folks, we're looking at, you can go up to Vicki's website, www.channelingreality.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link. I'm looking at the spotlight on whatever it is. It's the first article there, and I'm down a ways in that. But it says here, it starts off, it says, with Real ID, a birth certificate or a Department of Homeland Security document will be required to prove your presence, even for those that have previously been issued driver's license or identification cards. And then it just continues from there. But you sent me another article, which we're not going to cover on air, but it had to do with the similarities that are happening globally, where many of even the most developing countries, you know, they used to call them backward countries, are getting involved in this system too. Some of them can afford it, some of them can't. Some are relying upon the international community for financing and technological assistance. Some of them are able to do it on their own in different development stages. But let's pick it up right there and go back to the Real ID, the Pass ID, and just continue with our discussion.
Yeah, well, it's a global system, and the idea is that there is going to be a centrally managed global economy. And this it's so insane, you know. You almost can't believe that there are really people who are thinking like this and that they're implementing systems like this, but they really are doing it. And in the past, you know, when people have tried to become totalitarian dictators over the entire world, you know, they came with swords and then they came with guns, and now they're coming with fiber optic cable. And
it is that basic, and it is that simple. It is an all-out war, not only for our minds, it's an information war. There's a lot of credibility in that title, to be sure. One of the things that you sent me this morning was a link. You're the C-SPAN junkie, and I'm just the recipient of those things. But you sent me a C-SPAN video where there was a C-SPAN journalist that was interviewing a man named David Crutchfield from the Virginia Hospital Center. He's the chief information officer, so he would be, I guess, what you'd call a CIO in the parlance and all of that. And there was a place in this call, this interview, where they were taking callers, folks, and we're going to play a short clip. And just listen carefully to her. There's a woman that's going to call in a moment. We're not quite up at that moment. I'm going to give you a little bit of a lead into it. But there's going to be a woman that calls in from New York. Her name is Sheila. And she's going to ask a poignant question. And listen to David Crutchfield's response, and then we'll take it back to you, Vicki, and you can interpret a little bit about what you think David was saying. Here we go. Let's see if this plays for us.
It is very high resolution digital images that are stored in obviously very large storage systems.
You might detect a slight southern accent with Mr. Crutchfield. Earned his bachelor's and master's from, is it Troy State University in Alabama?
Yes.
Is that your home?
Yes, it is.
Where in Alabama?
Birmingham.
And you worked as a an accountant or Ernst & Young?
Not an accountant. I was a consultant, actually. I've been in healthcare consulting my entire career and spent quite a few years with Ernst.
How did you get involved in healthcare?
Why? Well, it's very interesting. I sort of wound up in healthcare by mistake, as some of us do. And I was in graduate school, and there was an opportunity for a programmer in a hospital, and I took that opportunity. And as I got my master's degree and learned more about healthcare, I quickly discovered it's a degree and learned more about healthcare. I quickly discovered it's where I wanted to be. There was enormous opportunity, and of course, a lot of people that work in healthcare, as you know, like healthcare because they have a chance to make a difference in people's lives, and that was very appealing to me as well.
There's a lot of cases where people accidentally fall into healthcare. We learned this from Jim Cole yesterday. Some other folks have talked about how they fell accidentally into healthcare. Is that a good thing?
I guess so. Folks choose healthcare as well. You know, there are certainly nurses and that enter the field because they're very they really want to make a difference too. So they choose healthcare. Of course, there are others of us who stumble into it, and but it certainly has an appeal to lots of people for the reason that I mentioned.
And Sheila from Sayville, New York, on our insured line. You're on with David Crutchfield, Chief Information Officer, Virginia Hospital Center.
Hi. I was wondering a couple of things. One is, would it be helpful to eliminate Social Security numbers as identification and hospital and doctor's office in order to eliminate motivation for stealing records? And two, would it be helpful to have some sort of tags on the medical records that would not be identified according to individuals in order to do research for various diagnoses and et cetera?
It's a very good question. From the standpoint of Social Security numbers, many institutions have already taken, and we are as well, the step of eliminating a Social Security number as a major identifier. And, we're moving in the direction of unique patient identifiers, just as we have national provider identifiers. At some point in time, we will move, as we move more to a national system, we'll have national patient identifiers that is a unique number for identifying a patient, but does not involve the Social Security number.
Well, there you go, folks. Just in case you were wondering, Vicki?
Yep, well, that's what he said right there is applies to all records. They'll give you a national unique ID, but it is not going to be just for your medical records. It might initially be assigned just for medical records, but it will become your unique ID, and it will be a global ID. It's not national because the systems that they're developing are global.
Well, if someone were to, for instance, take a trip like Barry the Usurper did the other day, and he went over, what was it, the Chantilly or someplace, or Seville in Italy, or Heinrich the Bourer, Kiesinger is out someplace as he moves around as a global traveler, you're not going to want to have to wire back to Virginia to get your medical records. You're just going to want it on the net, and so it will be global. We'll be right back after this very brief intermission.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Prime Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trying Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we have returned, and in the previous segment, we've heard the little clip there from this David Crutchfield, the Chief Information Officer of Virginia Hospital Center, as he basically fields a question taken live from a caller, Sheila from Seville, New York, in regards to getting rid of the use of the Social Security number. And then he goes on and explains how the system is morphing towards these international numbers, new database type of numbers that they would assign to patients and patients' records. In that clip on C-SPAN, there's lots of discussion back and forth. The hospital is looking forward to some of the stimulus money to always, it's always we need more money. We're overworked, underpaid, understaffed, and all of that. Millions of more dollars worth of technology so that they can put, associate a computer with each of the patients as they come in. Now, folks, you may remember that if you've ever been in a hospital or you've seen any movies about people supposedly in hospitals, at the end of the bed, it's not done that way anymore, but at the end of the bed there was a little hook and they'd hang your clipboard there. Well, now they've got these computers, and so if you could imagine a hospital, as we talked about with Orzog and some of the others earlier, hospitals that have 600 or 700 beds in the hospital, and every one of the little beds is filled, well, there would be 600 or 700 of these Panasonic miniature computers that would have to be in the system as well. Maybe they wouldn't need quite that many at a time. But you can imagine the expense. He was also talking about the phenomenal 200-plus number of servers in the building, computer servers. Their IT center must be incredible, Vicki.
They always talk about these systems as saving money. Implementing the national healthcare system with all these this equipment in doctors' offices and stuff, it's not going to save a dime. It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost doctors a lot of money because they will have to not only have the equipment, they've got to learn the equipment, and then they've got to spend the time to enter the data. So your doctor becomes basically a data entry person.
Or they have other people involved. I mean, one of the callers that called in was a practicing nurse, and she was talking about all of the time that she has to spend each day doing paperwork. But unfortunately for the poor dear lass, if she thinks that doing paperwork manually with a ballpoint pen is faster than doing it on a computer, she hasn't tried my computer. I can outperform the computer most days with a pen and a piece of paper. But you're right on, spot on with that, Vicki. Good observation. Because when you go ahead and roll that out across all of the doctor's offices across all of America and around the world, all of these doctors are going to have one of these very expensive, I don't know if anybody's bought a laptop lately, but one of these very expensive little computers, of course, connected to the internet. And that's going to, you know, nothing comes for free. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And unfortunately, not only do they practice medicine on us, but then they turn around and they charge us for practicing on us, and it'll be charging us for those computers as well. Curiously enough, another part out of that C-SPAN broadcast, they were talking about how they have a link up there on the computer so that the patient, it's used primarily, they said, for medications. And so in this particular Virginia Hospital Center, they have a pharmaceutical robot that loads up the pharmaceutical trays, but they hook them all in little bags, and then they have them on a ring, and then the nurses pick up all of the little rings, and they carry them around. And on it, again, we talked about best practices a little bit in the beginning of the broadcast, but they have these the five rights, the right steps. Is this the right patient? Is this the right medication? Is this the right dose? And so on. So always these little best practices things come into this process that at any single point in the journey, I've got something going on here. Let me go ahead and go this, that.
I'm sorry, that was my computer.
Okay.
I accidentally turned it off, and I had to turn it back on, and then, of course, the music plays, you know.
Of course, it just lets us know. We're all like Pavlov's dogs, you know.
Actually, it was a test for you to see how well you could do, you know.
I immediately remuted my computers just to make sure they were down. But anyway, folks, you get this little ring with all your little meds and the instructions in it. And if you go back and listen to our visits with Vicki in the past, we've talked about this, Vicki, where, you know, this decision tree process, this decision logic, these logic steps. If you've got somebody, you know, as you mentioned, you know, maybe Bubba got a scholarship to go to medical school, a football guy, you know, he'd be better off working down at the lumber yard, but they're going to push him into this and lower the standards. And Bubba finds himself being a nurse someplace. He comes into the room, not really having a clear understanding of medical practices, perhaps. And then here he is, you know, he's going through the decision tree, the logic tree, before he starts injecting all of this medication or putting it in the drip or the pills cup and things like that. It's just, you know, if this, then that, if this, then that, if this, then that. And it could happen anywhere in the world.
Yeah, well, and that's the whole idea behind this health reform. It has nothing to do with getting health care for people. It has to do with implementing technology that is interconnected everywhere at every level. And that's what it's about. And all the rhetoric about, you know, providing health care for all the poor people and stuff, it's technology. Everything is about technology, about implementing what they consider to be the 21st century, but it's an international control system, a management system. Computer systems are management systems, and they intend to manage every aspect of your life and every aspect of everybody's life. And the technology that they're putting into the doctor's offices, it's not just a PC, it's an electronic chart. You know, that what they really want them to have is an electronic medical chart.
And in this particular C-SPAN, the speaker there, David Crutchfield, the experts say, David talks about how they, you know, have been traditionally holding the records for 25 years, you know, but they're thinking of changing that as well. So, yeah, all parts and pieces of this work together, and folks, if we can understand, you know, at one time, it may be not be the case now, but at one time not too many years ago, the founder of Microsoft, Gates, he was listed as one of the wealthiest people on the planet. This is a lot, and not just about management, but it's also about money. It's how do we sell all of this software and all of these computers? How do we keep moving it forward? Back when we were doing the wiki early articles and looking at the intelligent highways, we saw in there right out of a NATO document how they want to interact with the medical professions and get that included in it. So we see it as well there. Before this, we got about 2 minutes before this segment ends. And we start the second hour, but another one of the articles that we've got in our basket for today is this Pass ID Act is the Real ID 2.0. This is a, let's scroll up a little bit and see if I get it. Epic.org, the Electronic Privacy Information Center website has this article on it. Pass ID Act is a Real ID 2.0. This is where we'll be discussing for a couple of minutes. It reads this way, starts off. Senate Homeland Security Committee holds hearings on Pass ID. The hearing focused on a new bill, S-1261, providing for additional security in states, not in the United States, in states, Identification Act of 2009. Again, I'll say providing for additional security in states, Identification Act of 2009, or the Pass Act. Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, testified that the states are unlikely to implement the Real ID Act, and then see also the EPIC. So what they're basically doing is, in the face of resistance, and there's been very successful resistance made by Jim Guest and others, the Mark Lerner and the Stop Real ID Coalition and others, but in the face of this opposition, they've basically just dusted it off, given it a new name, and they'll try it again, just so that the people that are not paying attention won't be watching this one. But on June the 15th, 2009, Senate Bill 1261, the Providing for Additional Security in States Identification Act of 2009, or the Pass ID Act, was introduced in the Senate. If the bill becomes law, it would establish a national ID card. Its provisions are similar to those contained in the controversial Real ID Act. And Real ID has faced ongoing criticism from state governments, technical experts, and privacy advocates. The Real ID implementation poised a number of privacy threats because of document collection, retention, sharing, and use. Now we're going to go right into the break. We're going to come back on the other side, begin hour number two with Vicki's comments and yours as well. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 3rd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I guess my name is William Roberts. I'm visiting with today again, as we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays, with our guest, Vicki Davis. We're covering the pass ID, the real ID, all of this information technology, infrastructure, the interoperability, the global system of communication, management, control, and fundraising, really. A lot of that is in there as well. But anyway, in the previous hour of today's broadcast, we shared a clip from C-SPAN, an interview with David Crutchfield, and a little bits about best practices and whatnot. So if you're just joining us, please be sure and visit the Become Vocal Local Archives page on the home page of oraclebroadcasting.com. Vicki, we had just read an introduction to this PASS Act, the Senate 1261, providing the Additional Security and States Identification Act of 2009, or the PASS ID Act, which was introduced into the Senate on June the 15th of 2009. As this is basically just a, like they say, a 2.0, Real ID 2.0, give us your thoughts on what you've found on this so far.
Well, it's basically the same thing. They just loosened the requirements a little bit on what documents the state has to physically collect. And but it's basically the same thing as the real ID for the purpose that it was intended for. And for all the objections that we had with real ID, we would, of course, have the same objections to pass ID. But these systems that are being developed, they are not being developed for the benefit of the people in this country. They are being developed and implemented for the control of the people in this country. And so that's why I'm doing these broadcasts, is because I hope to communicate the idea that all of these systems are interconnected, they are integrated to have a full package of management of your entire life. You know, when you go to work for a corporation and you punch that time clock, you know, the corporation manages your life from the time you punch in until the time you punch out. Well, these systems that they're implementing are going to put you on the clock 24/7 for your entire life. And people need to understand that it's the social engineers that are designing these systems. They are the enemy. It's not the Jews, it's not the Mexicans, it's not the it's not the Muslims from the Middle East. It's the social engineers that wear white shirts and ties that are designing these systems to be implemented the world over.
Yeah, going back I haven't really given this talk in a long time, and I don't know where it's available yet on the web, so I'll have to do it again here on Become Vocal Local. But when I was teaching on August Comte, the founder, if you will, the person that coined the term sociology, the originator of the idea of sociology, he crowned it the queen of sciences, and in the new positive stage of human development, as he envisioned it and wrote about it in his writings, Vicki, he talked about a dictatorship in the Republic of the West, and at that time he was still looking at Anglo-America and Western Europe, but he was looking at the Republic of the West, and in the Republic of the West, it would be run again by this dictator, and the dictator would be supported in all that they do by a cadre of super social scientists. Now we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this first break, folks, as we continue hour number two. Stay with us. Back in three.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilder lands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Thursday, September the 3rd, 2009, second hour of today's two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. And yes, indeed, we come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. As we were away on the first segment of today's broadcast, for those of our affiliates just joining us, I just opened up with a little bit of a review on just who is August Comte. Some you might say August Comte, if you want to type that into your browser and find out about August Comte, C-O-M-T-E. You certainly do that. It'd be profitable to find out more about his system of positivism And I think, Vicki, that if we can talk about communism, we can talk about socialism, we can talk about corporatism or fascism, communitarianism, Fabian socialism, but in the end, I think what we're really dealing with is his system of positivism and sociology, where in his system, he looked at the captains of finance and industry as appointing a dictator for this Republic of the West, that dictator would be supported in all that they did by a cadre of super social scientists. These would be those people with the white shirt and ties, with the sleeves rolled up, the planners that you'd mentioned earlier. And the planners basically plan everything that we're dealing with in our life. And certainly this idea of sociology, putting people as the subject of inquiry and putting people in the petri dish and sliding them under the microscope and studying people in all of their various and sundry aspects of life has become the main thrust of this whole information technology system. On this PASS ID Act that is on us and at us now, it states that beginning 1 year after the final regulations are issued, no federal agency can accept a driver license or state-issued ID card unless the issuing state is materially compliant, and the PASS ID Act gives the Secretary of Homeland Security unreviewable discretion to issue driver licenses and state ID cards under the minimum issuance standards, and it continues to then talk about the standards in this article, Epic Pass ID Act. So just pick it up in there any place, Vicki, and let us proceed along.
Well, that's a power grab for collectivism, because they have to have a way to impose their will on you, and the way that they're doing it is by having the government-approved ID card.
Absolutely.
And so what they're doing, they're usurping power from the states and to collectivize the process, you know, of identification of people for these systems.
And it's far even beyond just the ID of people, because when you think about the utility of this, you know, get the utilitarians and John Stuart Mill in here as well. When you think about the utility of this program of action for the 21st century, it really does involve everything from cradle to grave. But now with this new carbon footprint stuff that we talk about, carbon dioxide, as you name it, you know, carbon, we're all carbon. So these ID cards are identifying our carbon mass, our biomass, and then they're following our carbon footprints all over the world throughout our entire life. Every step of the way can be tracked and traced and analyzed and compared with best practices, models, and standards.
Right. And standards say if you use more resources than you produce, then you're a useless eater. And corporate efficiency dictates that we just eliminate you.
Absolutely. You're not returning any return on the investment, and so you become a useless asset, and you need to be liquidated as an asset. And if you know, certainly no one would argue with that. We have to run our government like a sound business, don't we?
Of course, yes. Just like a corporation, put all that efficiency in there, right?
Everybody's been saying it. You know, we ought to privatize the post office. We ought to privatize all of the government services. Now we need to privatize the military, and we need to privatize our lives. But there's no privacy left for us.
Well, no, and that's, you know what, that is that's the irony of everything that's going on. You know, that was the Republican position pushed by people like that little troll Grover Norquist, you know, run the government like a business. Well, yeah, and that's exactly what they are doing.
Exactly.
And it's the socialists who run the government like a business, and they're in your face, in your life, trying to control everything you do. So everybody who supported, you know, the people like Grover Norquist, you're getting what you asked for.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, it's not even debatable when, you know, the reinvention of government was going down. I recall hearing William Jefferson, the saxophone kid, talking about wanting to bring into government the best and the brightest, and they were going to do that by offering the most competitive wages, the best benefits programs, the best continuing education programs, and all that. And when I heard that come out, Vicki, it just went right to my core, because I could see where we were going to be going in the next 10 or 12 years, which is right where we are today, where out in industry land, in the private sector, if you will, we're left with basically the dolts, and anybody that from the Montessori school and the academies forward, private, you know, public schools or private schools, anyone that really shows any promise or has a nasty psychosis or pathology in their life, a pathos, those are the people then that get advanced right along quickly, get the best education, get the fast track to all of the various and sundry grants and aid, and off to a university, separated early from their parents and so on and so forth, and then they come back and they emerge themselves as government people like this Orsog and others.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they come from all the best schools, and who goes to all the best schools? People that, primarily the people that are wealthy, and what do they know about life out here in the hinterlands? You know, where, you know, when you grow up and you leave high school, you go to work for a Burger King for a while, you know, till you figure out what you want to do, and some people continue to work for places like that their entire life. But what do these people at Harvard or Berkeley know about those people? They don't know anything. What do they know about starting a small business? They don't know anything.
Nor should they know, because they've been shielded the whole way. You know, you can even take just continuing on the Bill Clinton thread here. There have been lots of researchers that have dug into the woodpile and have advanced all sorts of hypotheses about his origins. But here's this trailer trash that finds himself as a Rhodes Scholar. The best and the brightest get advanced people, the people with a known pathos or somebody that demonstrates certain techniques. They have the best practices. They follow this chart. They respond in certain ways. Maybe they have a limited soul or ethical or moral background. These are the ones that do get advanced, and we can break that cycle, but it's going to be up to every one of us to make sure that we put as much into it as we possibly can in the next 2, 4, 8, 6 years, something like that, to start breaking down this barrier. But as it stands right now, if we do nothing, we're going to continue with this group, and I don't know what kind of a future we'll have, but it's certainly not going to require sunglasses. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we returned once again visiting with Vicki Davis. And folks, she has a website up there. You could access that. It's www.channelingreality.com. And on the left-hand side of the homepage, there's a link to the Become Vocal Local there. You click on that and bring up these articles that we've been discussing on Tuesday and today on Thursday with Vicki, that you could go through and read them in their entirety and get the links and the sources and so on and so forth. Also, just go to the homepage of channelingreality.com and go down through that long list of articles and research papers that Vicki's put together. I think you'll see why I value her input on these broadcasts so very much. Now, Vicki, going back to this PASS ID Act again, there's a long two-paragraph segment in here that talks about some of the ins and outs and the nuts and bolts of this, but they say they do talk about each of the states need to be materially compliant. So every time I hear that word, I just translate it to voluntary compliance. Our silence is consent, and voluntary compliance was the Republicans' answer to affirmative action. So they're both working towards the same thing. Left and right don't mean much. It's all the same at the top. It's just to be a myth, to be system. But they go on and they continue here, and they talk about this raises the question regarding the rights of the physically challenged, children, poor, the elderly who receive benefits, because they're talking about non-compliant driver's licenses or state ID cards. But again, it raises this question about other people inside the system. A one-size-fits-all doesn't work, and that makes it really challenging from an IT standpoint. And then it drops down and says, compliance means that over time, all those issued driver's licenses and state ID cards will face the challenge of complying with the PASS ID rules written by the Department of Homeland Security, and this is the same situation that Real ID attempted to create, and 24 states thus far have rejected. So, you know, as it was in the beginning, as above, so below, but with this particular system, it's also gradualism, which is another key back to this Fabian socialist model that we've been following. Vicki?
Yeah, well, it's a logical problem for them because back in the 90s, there was a congressional hearing where they actually did try to get Congress to agree to a national ID card because just from strictly from a systems point of view, a national ID card is what they need because everybody has to have one because everybody needs to have a unique ID. And, but of course, you know, because of the history of how national ID cards have been used, throughout time, ever since there was a way to uniquely identify, people, which I think probably began in Nazi Germany. So they did try, and I do have something on my hard drive about it. I'll try to find it and get it posted. But of course, the Congress wouldn't go for that, and so, you know, they've been trying these various means, and I really do think that they'll probably get it with the health insurance card.
Well, two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward. This is a long-held goal for some that are in this global movement. This is, even as Rockefeller said, they've been working on this for over 500 years. I track it all the way back to the Reformation. Some people started a different place. But for at least 500 years, ever since the emerging of the middle class, folks, the emergence of the middle class, where you have these artisans and craftsmen and the doctors and the lawyers, if you will, they're not nobility. They're not minor nobility. They're not in the bloodlines. But it's the beginning of the middle class. It was from these people then that we get Parliament and the Crown assembled. It's these then that we get the Lex Mercatoria, the law merchant, and the banking institutions, and all of this rose out of them. And now they're seeking for themselves the positions of kings and queens and crowns and rulers of the world through this interoperable, interconnected system. And they very well may get it. But this pass ID data collection, there's two segments in here in the same article that we're looking at, the collection requirements and the data retention requirements. If you look at the collection requirements, it's pretty passe. It's pretty blasé. Your full name, date of birth, gender, a person's driver license or identification card number, a person's address of principal residence, except for special cases, VIPs, domestic violence, and other things like that. So initially, it doesn't look like it's such a heavy burden, but again, through the process of gradualism, it gets worse as time goes on, and then the ID retention requirements get to be much more than that, where the Real ID's paper record data retention requirement was 7 years, while the Pass ID data retention requirement is digital copies of supporting documents for at least as long as the applicable driver's license or identification card is valid. Now, so here we might see a reduction of 2 years or 4 years, depending on how you get your driver license. But again, each time you come back, because the Department of Homeland Security can change the rules of the game and the requirements, each time you come back, instead of having to wait 7 years to update that record, they can do it much more frequently. So it doesn't look like much of a benefit in that, Vicki.
Well, the thing, it doesn't matter that all they're going to collect is just your basic demographic information on the driver's license, because the unique ID will allow them to link to other records via the networked system. So it doesn't matter. I mean, they won't increase the requirements at the Driver's License Bureau because they don't need to. All they need, the one thing in life that they need is that unique ID attached to a person, preferably with a Vera chip in your arm, so that it's absolute positive identification that it's you.
Well, the idea of adding in your retina scan, a thumbprint, some kind of a DNA swab into this matrix as well, all of this can be on the swipe card. There's a smart card for Washington State that that I've seen on the Internet. Other places have models of this. All of this is the track and trace. It hooks together with commerce beautifully, because if you're in the one of the big box stores and you're drifting around inside of the building, or you're at the checkout counter, you can be scanned by these high-resolution cameras that can pick up your retina. You know, they know everything right down to your shoe size.
Yeah, yeah, and the color of underwear that you prefer.
Yeah, exactly, and the kind of shoes that you like to wear and probably have on your feet right now. And actually, the little shoes are sitting there going, Nike, Nike, Nike.
Yeah, yeah. And part of this healthcare system that they're implementing is going to be controls on your lifestyle. If you're overweight, you're in trouble, you know, because they want to, initially they'll use your employer if you're employed, and your employer will implement incentive programs. But the way they always start everything out is as a voluntary program, and then eventually it becomes mandatory.
Yeah, it's voluntarily imposed for your security and for your safety, folks. And we need to just turn our minds on full blast here and realize, folks, whenever you hear those words, safety or security or environmentally safe and sound and those sorts of things, just realize that you're in the dialectic and you're in it big time. The central planners have got you, you know, and I won't say where they've got you, but they've got you by anyway. Going on, and the next article here, Citizens Against Government Waste, America's number one taxpayer watchdog. They have an article July 30th on the Pass ID by David Williams. It's Waste Watcher, July 2009. Again, a little bit of review. In 2005, Citizens Against Government Waste put on a full-court press to stop the implementation of the Real ID Act. And after being attached to a supplemental appropriation bill and being voted on without hearings or any debate, Real ID was going to be an expensive national ID card that would have put tax dollars and privacy at risk. And it continues. But dropping down a little bit here, the ACLU, the Cato Institute, and other like-minded groups have really launched major media attacks against this, and so that's why we see the emergence of this Pass ID. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break and begin the final half hour of today's broadcast. Your calls are welcome.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we found in the previous segment, and again, folks, your calls are welcome. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the discussion, you're certainly welcome to do so. But as you found in the segment prior to this last, the idea that there has been a considerable amount of opposition nationwide to the Real ID, and that same kind of opposition is raising now against the Pass ID, which, as we've seen, is just kind of a 2.0 or a gloss job. It makes the initial establishment less intrusive, but in the end, it'll likely look just exactly the same. But dropping down a little bit here, I'm probably one of the most IT challenged people that hosts broadcasts on this network, and maybe even on the web. I don't know, Vicki. Not exactly savvy on how to build websites and do all that sort of stuff. Don't even ask me about tweeting and twittering. But they say here that this system, how do you do that? You check the driver data, license databases of every other state. Maybe you do this by directly assessing other states' databases, and maybe you do this indirectly through a pointer system or a hub. Now, what little I do know about IP addresses is that there's a unique identifier for all the computers online. There's a unique identifier that's associated with all of the websites, and you can set up browsers to point at a specific number, an IP address. And I can imagine that the national identification number of choice would be a system where all browsers around the world would be able to point to that database, and we may have our records set up in an unofficial personal website. How does that line up with your thinking on that, Vicki?
Well, they will centralize it because it they will centralize the main database because it's efficient. I mean, it's not efficient to have separate databases, you know, around the world. It just causes problems, and, you know, systems people are nothing if not efficient. And so no matter what they say, ultimately it will end up in a single database.
Okay. You know. Well, there you go. So that's that. Then they ask, how do you do all that? He says, you check the driver's license database of every other state, go on and go through all of that. You have this pointer system or the hubs. But to confirm that you're really talking about the right person, you don't just compare names. You compare names, addresses, pictures, and the other biometrics, just like Real ID, Pass ID would require all the states to share driver data on a very large scale. And it doesn't just say so. As with the Real ID, the security weaknesses of any one state's operations would accrue to the harm of all of the others. And I think that's where we get a chance to really understand what this idea of the North American Human Resource Database, I've jumped to the Real ID chart now, that we have on the Become Vocal Local link on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. And on that one, wouldn't you know that in this North American Human Resource Database, we come up again at the top of the page on this particular link that you've given us, Vicki, is the Fusion Center once again. My, oh, my.
Yeah, and the Fusion Center, of course, it's become a big issue lately because of the MIAC report, and the MIAC report came out of one of these intelligence analysis centers that are also called fusion centers. And in those fusion centers, they will have the capability to go gather up all of the information about you in any database that they have access to. You know, so they'll be able to find out just anything, everything about you. And because these systems, you know, this is North American, international, these systems hook up globally, and the global system was called Gemini, and I don't have the acronym for that offhand, Global Emergency Management Information, you know, something,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. But the idea, of course, is that there's a single point of access so that if you're doing something over in Europe and you encounter the European police, you know, they'll be able to access all of your records here at home.
Well, I hate to admit it, you know, but Missouri is known from its motto as the show me state. I like to think of it as show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. But the show me state is also a model state where a lot of this sort of nonsense comes in. and to our own hurt and embarrassment, this Missouri Information Awareness Center, this MIAC report that came out, went viral on the internet, cost them MIAC and SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency, and the governor, Jay Nixon, and all of the local sheriffs a lot of grief, because certain activists like Catherine Bleich and Jim Gast, who's going to be having another round of hearings on all this in Springfield next week. But they put so much attention on it that they had to let the director, I guess it was, of that fusion center go. He probably was rotated for the conservation of human resources. But so you'll find him someplace else. Someone else was brought in his place. But much of this information that was found on that MIAC report, when it was sent to me right after it was released, and I was listening at that time I was a host on Revolution Broadcasting, and Catherine Bleich was on that network as well, so I heard her first flurry of alerts on that. But when it was released...
Was she the first one to report it?
Yes, she was. No, I don't think she was the first reporter. I think it was like on Alex Jones's broadcast or something like that. But she was definitely hot on the trail. But she was the first one to really get in the face of the officials in the state of Missouri to put the pressure on them. And so out of that then, we now are at a point where we have a series of meetings long after the fact, but in the process of that revelation. When I first got it, Vicki, what I looked at, I thought that was a joke. I thought it had to be an internet hoax because it was so off the wall that no credible person would ever put it together. But when Patrick Wood did his analysis, he pointed right at Morris Slees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I trust Patrick Wood's analysis quite well, so I went back in, and when I contacted the director, it was actually the information duty officer at that fusion center, he was very reluctant to admit that it was an authentic document, wanted to have me send whatever I thought, that was the document to them, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bow, wow, woof, woof. I kept growing and like a bulldog, I wasn't going to let him go. And so finally we went through it, and I identified by page certain information. He agreed, and then he did say, yes, this is an official document, we put it out. But in this, the real place that would have been most effective is not necessarily railing against the machine, so to speak. We had four named people that really could have and perhaps should have brought forward press charges for libel and slander, and that would have been Ron Paul and Bob Barr and Chuck Baldwin, and who was the other guy I mentioned. But anyway, any one of them could have brought together a legal team and pressed charges against the state of Missouri and sued them for libel and slander, which at that time I think would have been a much better approach. But as it is right now, they basically have changed their tune a little bit. But we've seen and heard from all across America, I think Tennessee and other places, where these very similar things have come up. But what's the problem in all this? Well, the real problem is that these fusion centers have access to your driver's records, your medical records, your police records, your credit history, your education records, your job history, your personal info, your birth, your family's death, citizenships, any other information that they can vacuum up, any biometric information that's ever been collected, facial measurements, iris, fingerprints, the whole nine yards, your personal, your real property, acreage, equipment. One of the other things that they can access is your political campaign contributions, and so by naming those individuals who ran for president in the presidential preference primary of 2008, by naming those candidates and linking them up with these homegrown radical terrorists and so on, it was so damning because they can go back and go through those contribution lists for Dr. Paul and the other candidates and create a database of all the people that would be, let's say, persons of interest.
Well, you know what? What really bothers me is that they go after the person and not the system.
Exactly.
Now, for all we know, the head of that, the guy who was fired, he could have been preventing the agenda from going forward. And what better way to get rid of a guy who's blocking the way than to set him up? And I've seen that happen. They did that with a guy who was head of the VA, I forget what his name was. Anyway, I've seen that before. And it's a strategy to get rid of people that are blocking the path of this system. And these people that are implementing these systems, they are capable of absolutely anything.
Absolutely. And we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Be back in three.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned for our last and final segment today on today's broadcast to our broadcast. And again, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Visiting today again with Vicki. And before we run out of time, I'll just thank you again, Vicki, because inevitably we get up to the last moment. I don't even have a chance to thank you for taking the time out of your very busy day. In your busy research process, you've put out just a ton of material for people to access, and I appreciate it so much. But folks, her website is www.channelingreality.com. Again, that's channelingreality.com. Lots of great information there to look at. In the previous segment, we've just gotten down to questioning whether or not the discharge of certain employees could be a double-edged sword, where you might have somebody that's really doing a good job that could be slandered and all of this and cast aside. Oftentimes they just get rotated out. I call it the conservation of human resources. But at the same time, another thing that I see in this, Vicki, is the opportunity to improve their system, go through this best practices. Now they're learning how to deal with leaked reports and bad intel and that sort of thing. We heard all about that with George Tenet and the CIA that didn't know where their wallet was at the time that the trade centers were coming to the ground. But in the course of last year after Freedom 21's national conference, which I attended down in Dallas, I was joined on air by Amanda Teagarden of OK Safe, Inc., and we went through the highway, the Trans-Texas Corridor discussion there and the idea of putting in a cul-de-sac at the Texas-Oklahoma border. As far as Oklahoma was concerned, it wasn't coming into their state. And so she's also written another document that's on Real ID, a global security envelope. And, folks, if you missed those presentations with Amanda, you missed something really great because Amanda's got a brain that's firing on all the cylinders, and she's a real activist in the state of Oklahoma. Good to have her on our side. But she starts this article, Real ID, a global security envelope, out by a quote from Frederick Bastiat, one of my favorite authors, out of his Law, a book that I've read a number of times. But here's a quote. It says, "The purpose of law is the defense of life, liberty, and property." And we can find the similar wording in our own Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, in other words, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So you can see how very important it is for us to become vocal local and not give our consent by silence to these things. And so we hear of these various meetings around when they do happen and they're close by to you. If you can get to them, fantastic. The more the better. It's time to speak out. And I think speaking out, becoming vocal local in your cities, your towns, your counties, and your states is one of the best tools that we have at this time. But her article begins this way, Vicki. The Real ID Act of 2005 is a federal government attempt to standardize all state-issued driver's licenses and personal identification cards in order to allow U.S. citizens to board a federally regulated airplane or to access a federal facility, presumably to stop terrorism and to prevent fraud. And those who've been listening to this broadcast know that there's far more to it than that. But you've read the article. You sent it to me. Where would you like to go with this Amanda Teagarden story?
Well, since we're at the near the end of the broadcast, I would like to tell people that when incidents come up, go after the system. Don't go after the people. Go after the system and go after your legislators because they are the ones that funded it. They are the ones that approved it. And when the legislators mandate that a program goes in, whoever the top guy is, like at that fusion center, his job is to implement it. So it's really your legislators, the people that are supposed to represent you, who are enabling this whole system to be implemented. So we've got to kill the systems, not the people, you know?
One of the things that I've mentioned many times, and I guess I'll bring it up right there, is that when I started in on all of this, I was looking just like so many people. We look at all of the problems that are out there. But I have read so many encyclopedia articles, I came across one, and it was an article on diagnosis, and it was all about medical diagnosis. But they talked about, it was a lengthy article, they talked about the real mark of a physician is to correctly analyze and diagnose a disease, and the symptoms can sometimes point to that. And of course, the victims, you study their records and you study their dead bodies. But so you've got, on one hand, you've got symptoms. On another hand, you've got victims. So in this case, the MIAC Center director may have been a victim. The symptom is this MIAC document that leaked out, leaking documents, bad intel. And so instead of focusing on the symptoms and the victims, what we need to do, as Vicki suggested, is we need to clear our heads, concentrate on diagnosing, accurately diagnosing just what is this disease. And in this case, you're right, it's the system. You go and look at the established two-party political system, and inside that, you'll find most of the problems because these are the clowns that are writing this stuff. These are the clowns that are sponsoring these bills. These clowns are the ones that are passing them into law. And then these are the ones that go out and disperse the handouts and the glad hands and shake hands and kiss babies to get reelected to come back and do it again inside of this revolving corporatist door system of government that we have. So you're absolutely right there, Vicki. But in her article, Amanda comes back through and she picks up some of the stuff that we've already covered, goes into the physiological biometric data about facial feature, pattern recognition, fingerprints, and so on and so forth. Anything that we can take out of Amanda's writing here for the closing moments of the broadcast?
Yes, Amanda is the best, and I would recommend that anybody that wants to find out about, you know, just find an archive of information about this, Real ID and fusion centers and so forth, go to the OK Safe website, because she's got a tremendous archive there. And her website is www.ok-safe.com. Or it might be .org, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's OK Safe is her organization, OK-SAFE.
And she really is, and I like not only the way that she thinks and presents her material. She gave a very powerful PowerPoint presentation at the Freedom 21 conference, and in my opinion, I came away feeling it was one of the best presentations of all, because like you, Vicki, she has a systems mentality. She's thinking of the system. She's looking at the disease. She doesn't get caught up in all of the various and sundry symptoms and victims. And so that's so very important for us. And all of these parts and pieces. I mean, we started out to a couple of months now ago. We started out on this quest, and we have shown that whether we're looking at the smart highway system, whether we're looking at the smart grid system with all of the intelligent water meters and electric meters and gas meters and that sort of thing, whether we're talking about the credit cards or the swipe cards that you use at the grocery, whether you're looking at a card that you'd use at the hospital, all of these things are linked together, and I think you're so right when we have to understand and analyze correctly that the great disease, the super social disease of all, is the brain that's running behind it, and this brain is a computer. It's a global computing system, and we've got so many people planning and inputting, you know, garbage in, garbage out, but we've got so many people putting info into it that no one person is behind it all. Impossible. There's just so many hands.
Right, which is why you have to understand that it's the system and that it's integrated. There are various pieces of it, but it's all part of the same monstrous octopus.
Yeah, and remember that one article that you had? We didn't get enough time, and we really need to go back to him again about Walter Wriston. It was so telling out of his book there, where after they got this together, which is like a genie in, out of the bottle thing. Once they got this thing flowing, back with the credit cards and the credit system, they saw that it was irreversible. I mean, that's just a chilling word to me. That's like you've gone past all of your fail safes. You've gone into a point of no return. You're going to go with this one all the way to the end, and you're going to ride it to the bottom like the captain of the Titanic.
Right. Well, and that's what they're trying to do with the systems that they're implementing in our country. And that's why we have got to stop them. We've got to stop them from implementing these systems, because there will be no more freedom. End of freedom for man on earth.
Absolutely.
That's not just us, that's everybody.
Absolutely. And Lee Rogers has done a couple of talks about the movie, the Stanley Kubrick movie 2001, and for those of you that remember, that movie came out so long ago when I was pretty young, but I remember this fellow climbing up inside of what apparently was this big computer on that spaceship, getting into Hal's memories, and he was turning little keys and he was pulling out little pieces of this IT system and disabling microchips. And folks, that's where we're at right now. We need to disable this beast, and we need to do it rapidly. Folks, we're all out of time. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, audience, for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.